Matt Greenwood back on regional radio, and we've got the great pleasure of speaking to Isaiah Martin, former Hillsborough track and field star, played on the basketball team as well. Just an all-around great athlete, and now at Purdue, and he's in the middle of his freshman year, and he just got done with his indoor track and field season, and now he's getting ready for the outdoor one. But so hopefully we'll have some positive conversations about his accomplishments in that later on in the year. But Isaiah, first off, welcome back. Glad to get a chance to speak to us and have the KGF community get a chance to hear you again. And looking forward to this conversation about your indoor track season.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you again. It reminds me of being back in my hometown. I haven't been there a while, but I'm happy. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, let's start with the Razorback Invitational. That happened back in late January. And as you told me before we started this interview, that was the first ever heptathlon you ran as a Purdue Boilermaker. And boy, did you make an impression for sure. I'll just read this line off the article that the Razorback Invitational people put out here, or that Purdue posted about y'all's results. And it says here, freshman Isaiah Martin inked his name in the Purdue performance record books. Martin's 5,249 points in the heptathlon marks the third most in program history, and he set personal records in five of the seven events to earn it. That's saying quite a bit, Isaiah. Your thoughts on what you're able to do at that Razorback Invitational?
I don't know. It was just a really big moment. We've been training really hard ever since fall. As soon as I got here, we've been training, and I've felt stronger, I felt faster, and I can tell that I'm maturing a lot more. And it was expected to be pretty good, and for my first hep, everything kind of clicked. That was my first time doing a lot of the events that were in that competition, and everything just went really well. I just listened to my coach, and we had fun.
When your coach, I imagine it's Norbert Elliott, correct?
Right, and Jim Garnum is my event coach.
Okay, very cool. So, who broke the news to you about the historical mark there?
Well, I actually found out on that post that you read, because I was shooting for the school record this season, but we're still learning a lot of the events, and a lot of things are still kind of new, but we know that for next year.
Okay. So when you read that, I mean, were you like, huh, that's cool? Or were you like, did you even have like a verbal reaction to it? Sort of what was your reaction to reading what I just read about that?
Well, I actually expect a lot for myself. I was hoping to break the school record this season, so I was really happy about it. It's pretty cool, and it shows where my progress is right now already. But next season, I'm going for the record.
All right, we'll certainly keep an eye on that for sure. But before you actually graduated Hillsborough, in your senior year, you got Regional Radio Dream Team Track Athlete of the Year, and that was probably for you the moment that you were kind of working towards, you know, being recognized as the best track athlete in the regional radio listening area. And obviously you've taken
right.
that to greater lengths now, no pun intended there, by the way, lengths. And you've taken that to Purdue, and you've, like we just said, you put your name in the record books at that Razorback Invitational. For you, what have been some of the differences that you've noticed in terms of the coaching style, the events themselves between, you know, Hillsborough and Purdue?
Well, it's been a huge change for me. It's really cool. The competition has gone up immensely, which is to be expected, but I don't know. This is really cool for me. This is what I've dreamed about all my life, to go against all these other Division I athletes and these huge big-name schools, and just being in the conference, being in a Big Ten conference, it's just a dream come true.
Hey, let's dive a little bit, before we get back to the track stuff, let's dive a little bit into the college life. What's it like for you, Isaiah?
I love the freedom. The freedom is great. I love not being on a schedule. It's like I've written a book. It's like being an adult, but with a safety net. So I'm loving life right now. It's great.
What do you want to say to those at Hillsborough that might be listening in about the college life? You got any advice already?
Just keep working hard. That's been a big thing for me my whole life. If you keep working hard and keep a positive mindset, it'll get you through anything in life.
All right. Hopefully the Hillsborough kids take that to heart, or anyone else that might be listening. You're a freshman at Purdue, and when freshmen come into college, they're expected to take some time to mature, not just, you know, from an adult standpoint, but from a physical standpoint as well. And you were kind of already at a pretty good mark physically, as you could probably attest to. But when freshmen come in, it's that expectation that they're still going to be growing into something better. And yes, you are going to be doing that, but at the same time, you've already done some great things. Talk about how you've changed physically. Have you gotten stronger, faster, you feel, since your days at Hillsborough, you know, your senior year at Hillsborough? Do you notice that change?
I most definitely notice that. It shows in the weight room, and it shows in the times that I've been running already. I actually started off the season, all the marks that I've been hitting, like my PRs in high school are now like bad jumps, or they're bad marks this season. And in the weight room, my numbers have went up immensely just in a couple months here. So I feel like I'm maturing pretty fast, and I'm really happy, and the coaches are really happy about that.
How's the team reaction been to you coming in and doing what you have been able to do so far?
The team is amazing. It's nothing but support. We have a big team. We got fourth place as a team this year, and we were out of third place by 2 points. So our team is amazing, and that's awesome to hear, because last year we were second to last in the Big Ten Conference. So our team this year, we're together, we're a family, and it's amazing to be a part of that.
Give us some names, Isaiah, of guys that have taken you under the wing besides your coaches. What are some of the other track stars, if you will, that you run with and stuff like that?
We have my teammate Wasim Williams. He was the Big Ten champion last year. He's Samson Colebrook, Josh Strange, Brian Fowles, throw upperclassmen, and we're really good family. And Jaleel Brewer, he's one kid on our team that's actually, he was the only one to make it to nationals this year. But they're all great people to look up to. They're amazing athletes, and they're great people.
All right, very well. Hey, Isaiah, let's talk about that Big Ten Conference indoor meet that you mentioned. It just happened this past weekend. As you said, your team finished fourth place, which was a great improvement over last year's second-to-last place finish. You also participated in the heptathlon. And those events include the 60 meters, the 1,000 meters, the 60-meter hurdles, high jump, pole vault, long jump, and shot put. That's seven events there. And you finished top four in three of those events, including first place in the 1,000-meter. Talk about your performance at the Big Ten Conference and your thoughts as to how you did.
My performance was great. I mean, day one was awesome. I had three lifetime PRs, and then the decathlon PR and the high jump. My day two was a little shaky, but being first in the 1,000 was a little feel good moment for me. Shows that I was still able to hang, and it sets me up for a great position, and I know where I'm at for outdoor season.
As I mentioned at the Razorback Invitational, you accumulated 5,249 points, which is third most in program history. And at this Big Ten Conference, Isaiah, you scored 5,355. So you beat your own record in the same exact season on a much bigger stage, being the Big Ten Conference meet. How did you handle that mentally, going into this Big Ten Conference meet, knowing it was a great stage for you to show off your skills to not just the rest of your teammates, which you had already done, but to the rest of the Big Ten?
Well, I've always been a huge advocate on the mental side of the game, so I spend a lot of time visualizing the meditation and picturing myself in the situation. So when I actually am in that situation, I just go out, have fun, and compete. And it was really cool to be able to kind of show what I got to my teammates and get them to have a little confidence in me and be a part of this team scoring in a big meet like that.
I do apologize. I don't remember your event coach's name, but Norbert Elliott, your head coach. Just talk about the impact of those two.
Correct. They have been awesome. They're just the kind of coaches that I was looking for when I was trying to pick a college out. They are family. They're like father figures. They care about us. They care about our grades and make sure that we're doing good on a day-to-day basis and not just our athleticism. but they want us to grow as much as possible in every aspect of our life. They're great people.
And what was the coach's name again? Jim something?
Jim Garnum.
Garnum. All right. Very cool. I'll remember that next time, I promise.
All right.
Okay. So you told me that you got a couple of days off. Coaches gave you a couple of days off after the Big Ten Conference meet this past weekend, but you're back to the grind. Now you got the outdoor season to look forward to. Kind of tell us what Isaiah Martin is doing.
We've been right back to our preseason training. We're doing long running. We're kind of breaking us back down from being up so high and peaking at that Big Ten championship. But I'm going to have a great outdoor season, and you're going to see a lot of improvement to where I'm even at right now, and it's going to be great.
All right, very cool, very awesome. And you're going to be competing in the decathlon. Talk about some of those events for those that aren't familiar with what's in a decathlon and kind of the event or two or maybe three or maybe even more that you feel you got to work at pretty hard this season to be where you want to be.
Right. Well, the decathlon is great for me because I'm, as you see from my high school season, I'm better at javelin, and that's a big area where I can get points in. And it adds the 400 and 1500, which I'm also fairly good at, so I can get more points in those and have a better chance of coming back on a couple people. And pole vault and shot put are areas that I need to work on, and we're really close to figuring those out. Pole vault, I'm brand new to it, but we are very close. So outdoor season, you'll see much better pole vault than you did this previous weekend.
All right. Well, I know you're true to your word, so I'll take your word for it when you say you'll be better at that. Hey, man, first place in the 1,000-meter, third place in the 60-meter hurdles, and fourth place in the long jump in the heptathlon events at the Big Ten Conference meet. And just another thing to note about Isaiah Martin is at the Big Ten Conference meet, out of the top 11 finishers, Isaiah Martin finished sixth. And what's really cool about that is the fact that Isaiah Martin is a freshman, as we said, and those that finished above him were all seniors and juniors. There were three freshmen that finished in the top 11. Isaiah Martin finished highest of those freshmen. So, again, just an impressive performance by Isaiah Martin at the Big Ten Conference meet. So, congratulations for those excellent places. And, Isaiah, thanks for taking some time to talk to us. And if you have any if you have any final thoughts for those listening that you want to just sort of, say to them, go ahead and do so now.
I would just say stay tuned. You're going to see something special here coming up.
All right. Very few words, but quite impactful. Isaiah, again, thanks for your time, man, and we'll catch up to you later.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, that is Isaiah Martin, former Hillsborough Hawk track star, a dream team athlete, and a freshman at Purdue doing big things in the Big Ten as he joins us here on Regional Radio.